Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and my guest today is Koen Zwijgstra. Hey, Koen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Koen is from the Netherlands, visiting campus, and he's also the author of XAML Spy, which is why I asked you to come on the show today.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and also about what XAML Spy is.
So yeah, my name is Koen. I am from the Netherlands, and I have this company called First Floor Software. And I've created this little tool called XAML Spy, which is a tool that helps you understand how your application works. That's basically what XAML Spy is all about. It's a so-called runtime inspector, mm-hmm. and it helps you. It provides you with a real-time view of your app state. Probably want to go a deep dive and do a quick demo to show you what that means.
So XAML meaning WPF, Windows 8, Windows Phone, Silverlight, anywhere XAML is.
Anywhere where XAML is, XAML Spy does support it.
And so before we look at it, give us a quick overview of why you invented it. What problems is it helping you solve?
Okay, for that to answer, I need to go back all the way back to 2007.
Okay.
Silverlight 1. I was building an app with Silverlight 1, which was a XAML layer with a JavaScript engine. And there weren't not that much tools, so I decided to create something to help me understand how my application worked. And so the tool called Silverlight Spy was born.
Okay.
And I developed that one for a couple of years. And well, with the, well, what's the word? The Silverlight is going down a bit with the attention for it. I decided to go bigger and include Windows Phone, WPF, and Windows Store as well.
Okay.
And renamed the tool to XAML Spy. So that is what XAML Spy is all about.
Yep. And since 2007, there have been additional tooling for XAML put into the product, but we still don't have the same coverage that your tool offers,
that
correct?
That is correct, yeah. So we have Visual Studio and we have Blend. We can use that to design our application. But the main problem with XAML apps is that you have your view, your XAML on one hand, and your view models if you're using bindings and MVVM on the other hand, and with templates, that all ends up with some kind of a visual tree, mm-hmm. and you have no idea if you have a complex application what the visual tree is actually looks like,
okay.
and how it comes to that result. And that's where XAML Spy comes in, and it helps you understand why certain visuals do have certain properties.
Okay.
So that is.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Let's see it.
Okay. So XAML Spy is fully integrated with Visual Studio, both mm-hmm. Visual Studio 2.12 and 2.13. And it's really, really easy to enable XAML Spy for your app. And what I will do is I will create a new project. I will create a Windows Store app. And for this quick demo, I will choose the Hub app.
Okay.
I'll go with the default settings. And to show you what this is the default template app that comes with Visual Studio. To show you what this is all about, it's just the Hub app with hubs. And this is an app that works specifically for Windows 8.1.
Right.
And now what I want to do is I want to enable XAML Spy for this project. And it's really, it's two mouse clicks and it's enabled. I do right mouse click on the project. And with XAML Spy installed, there's this new option, enable or disable XAML Spy. Mm-hmm. So I will select it. And now XAML Spy is enabled. I will get some information here that an import is successfully added. I can show you later on what that exactly means.
Okay.
So if I now restart the app again, it's the same app, but there's a little difference here, and then there's this blue label.
Yeah.
It's called XAML Spy. This is an indication that XAML Spy is enabled for my app. And if I go to a split screen, there we go. So I have Visual Studio on one end and the running app on this part. I will show you the XAML Spy Explorer. I will go to View, Other Windows. And then there's this new option, XAML Spy Explorer, which will show me the connected app. So what I have here, if I open the user interface node, I can now look at the actual visual tree of this connected application. Mm-hmm. So I have a hub page here, and if I select it, it becomes highlighted in the app itself. And the moment I select a node, and I look at the properties, just like this, you can see all the values of the properties of this live application.
Uh-huh.
So let me, this is one way of selecting elements. I can just browse the visual tree, but I can also select an element by moving my mouse here and pressing Control Shift. So let me select this element here. Apparently, it's a text block. And if I select it, I can, even if I want to, there's now a bit of text, lorem ipsum, I can change that into hello XAMLspy. Spy. There we go. Nice. So I can read and write values. And this is very, you can do a tweak on your live app. This is my live app with live data. And this is very, very helpful. Now, not only can you look at all the properties, you can also know where this text box comes from. It's defined somewhere in my XAML. And XAMLspy will tell you exactly the file and the line number. Because in the Visual Tree Explorer, there is this is the text box that I selected. And here there is the hub page. And if I select it, it will automatically select, and I will make it full screen, select the element and go to the source and select it. So that is really
it's very similar to the page inspector for web apps.
It is. Yeah, you can compare XAMLspy to the F12 development tools in IE for HTML apps. Yep. So that is what XAMLspy is to XAML apps.
Cool.
So then this is the User Interface Explorer, but there's a whole lot more. I'll show you that. We'll go up to the application that is now connected. There's a bit of information here. It shows you what platform this app is. It's a Windows Store app built specifically for Windows 8.1. And I have access to the package. The package is the whole all assemblies that make up this this application. And what I can do is I can just browse around. I can open files if I want to. If I double click, it will open it. It's not really a useful image. It's gray. I can inspect the executable here. And since this is a managed executable, XAMLspy does integrate with third-party decompilers, and it allows me to decompile this particular assembly. I have configured XAMLspy to work with IlSpy, which is a free open source decompiler. And if I select it, it will open IlSpy and give me the information. Now, it's not really useful to do this on an app for which I have the source. I'm editing the source. But later on, I can show you that XAMLspy also works for apps for which I do not have the source. And then it becomes really, really useful. So that is IlSpy. Moving on to the storage. Each XAML app, WPF, Silverlight, Windows Store, and Windows Phone, they come with a thing that's called isolated storage, which is a piece of dedicated place on the local hard disk, which is exclusive to this app. And you can browse the, it's currently empty. What XAMLspy does is it provides you with a number of tools to help you manage, edit, and read the storage. So what I can do, if I right mouse click, I have this option here to do a backup and a restore of my isolated storage. Now what I want to do now is I want to restore a backup, which will clear all the current contents. So I want to continue. And for this, I will just select a backup that I did from a Silverlight application. The restore was completed. And now I have in my local store some files. This can be a very useful feature if you want to do some stuff with your local store and want to backup and just reset all the entire contents. This Explorer, this File System Explorer, does contain some nice features, including support for SQL Server Compact, what's it called? SQL Server Compact Edition Database File, that's what it's called. You can even explore all the data tables that are in there, and it will tell you about the columns and so on. And there's also support for zip files. If there's a zip file in my file system, you can automatically open it and inspect the contents of zip files. Isolated storage. Performance. XAMLspy itself is not a performance tool, but it does provide you with a number of performance monitors that gives you a broad insight in how your application is behaving. It will give you information about the managed memory that is allocated.
Okay.
As you can see here, and it's all live. The frame rate at which it is running, and it's 60 frames per second, which is sounds okay. and with apps that have support.
So that's the information that's showing up in the box at the pointing at it with your mouse, because I just pointed at it with my finger, but no one can see that.
This one here, yeah. This is the debug value, the debug counter, yes. Well, it's slightly off.
Well, so should be close enough.
But it's it will give you a rough indication of what we're looking at. And for apps that have access to sensors, such as a Windows Phone and Windows Store app, you do get access to the sensors that the host device of this app is showing. So I can look at the compass. You gave me some. I will move my.
It's moving. There we go.
And this is just real time data.
Sweet.
Sensors. There's also something called the automation tree, the automation visual tree, which is used for testing and accessibility applications, such as screen readers. Each XAML app does expose a automation visual tree that is that you can spy on with XAML Spy. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this is not implemented yet for Windows Store apps, but it is available to Silverlight and WPF apps. So this is an overview of the features that XAML Spy exposes of your app state.
So will it tell you for data bound controls, will it tell you what it's bound to, and can it help you kind of debug the data binding?
Good question. So let's go back to let's just select a element here and see if this element is bound to something. So what the binding usually uses this data context, and I can inspect the data context here, which is some observable dictionary, which contains some elements.
Oh, cool.
XAML Spy does include all this information, and you can edit and change this as well, and you will see that this information will be updated in the user interface. If I go to the text. Now it's some hard-coded value. What I can do is I can just change that into the binding. Just give me the binding of this path.
Okay.
See what is it? Does it work? It doesn't change. Of course, because it's a demo, but this does work.
Okay.
I don't know why this is not working at the moment. But you can change, you can enter actual binding expressions, and it will be updated in the user interface. Yes. You want to go with some other features?
Sure.
I can't promise that I will demonstrate all, but I will try. So this, so far, what I've been showing you is access to the source of. I have the source of an application, and I'm enabling XAML Spy. I'll show you what exactly this does to your application if I select the enable or disable XAML Spy. And for that, I will unload the project, and we'll show you the project source. If I go all the way down, when you select Enable XAML Spy, the following import will be added. It's an import to a targets file. Mm-hmm. And this import will be added only when the condition is set to XAML Spy install path is not empty, which basically means XAML Spy is installed, and the build configuration is set to debug.
Okay.
So that is what XAML Spy, Enable XAML Spy does. So if I recompile and take a look at the output of the build, you will notice that the following elements, this is done by XAML Spy. It will add a reference to a library, and this library is taking care of the connection to XAML Spy and allows us to interact with the application. And it will also do some decoration of all the XAML files that it finds in this in the source.
What does that mean, decorating them? Does it actually modify the files?
It does modify the files, and it does add information like the source info. So it needs to know the line number that is what is added to the XAML files. So this is done. Now the
Show me exactly what it has added to one of those?
I can't. No. Well, I can, but it's in the build temporary build files.
Oh, okay. So it's not modifying the source.
No. It's not. No.
Right. Okay.
It's only adding the build output so that your source files are not touched at all. The only thing that is changed in your of your project is this project file and added import.
Okay.
So yeah.
So if you decorate those build files and then you give me the app. The output of the app to run, but I don't have XAML Spy on my computer, then it just runs and
because there's the condition
XAML Spy stuff is ignored.
Exactly, because the condition consists of a part where Zelmerspy install path is not empty.
Okay.
It will be empty if you do not have Zelmerspy installed.
Right.
So this means that if you are in a team and you're working with Zelmerspy and you're sharing the project with other members, then if they do not have Zelmerspy installed, nothing goes wrong. It just skips the import step. So if I I've been building my application in the debug configuration, and if I switch to release, according to the the build condition, it should not include Zelmerspy now. So I do a rebuild, and as you can see, there's no adding references to Zelmerspy apps and so on. You can modify this behavior. You can specify to what build configuration Zelmerspy should act. For that, I go to the Zelmerspy Explorer. We'll hit the options dialog, and there's the build configuration. Mm-hmm. I can edit and say I want to include release builds as well, or any custom build configuration that you have set. And for now, I will leave this. Oh, you can also see that I have configured Ilspy here to be used as a decompiler. Zelmerspy does support other compilers as well, .peak, just decompiler and reflector, the four well-known available decompilers. Okay, so that is what Zelmerspy does to your project. I want to talk about Zelmerspy does not need the source to actually work. You can also use Zelmerspy on any app. For that, if I go to the Zelmerspy Explorer and have this option here, show all apps, it will give me the option install apps, and it will show me the installed apps on this local machine. And it will include at this moment Silverlight and Windows Store apps. What I have here is a Silverlight out-of-browser app installed on this machine, and I can...
So it would also show you Lightswitch desktop apps?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that are indeed installed Silverlight applications, And I can start this app just as is, or I can start the app and say that it should be spied on. So this is a another project of my company. So. Ignore that, but when I have run it with spying enabled, it will automatically appear in the Zelmerspy Explorer, and again here I have the same information.
Okay.
And as you can see here, this automation, this is the automation tree that is exposed by my Zelmerlab, is now also visible, and you can inspect that in Zelmerspy. So this works for Silverlight, but it also works for Windows Store, and this is the complete list of all the Windows Store apps that are installed on this machine.
Okay.
It does contain some debug and local apps that I've been using.
Let's try one.
What I can do is just say I want to exclude the sideloaded apps, which are the apps that are not installed with Windows Store. So now I have a list of all the apps that are installed with the Windows Store. The thing is that you cannot spy on an existing app. You cannot check the user interface. That's currently not implemented. And I'm not sure if I want to implement that, because it allows you to inspect any app and do whatever you want. So this is still open. But what you can do is you can inspect the package.
Got it.
And here is where the debug and decompile might come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can inspect the storage, which is just a piece on the local disk. So Fresh Paint, this is a nice looking paint application where you can build really beautiful
But you could, pictures. If you wanted to, enable the ability to spy on it.
I could, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if I want to. So it's still open, yeah.
Because that would imply that you'd also be able to decompile it.
Well, you can at the moment. You can decompile the app.
Okay.
And it's... there's really nothing special here, because it are DLLs, they are not encrypted or something. You can access them if you go to Windows Explorer.
Sure.
Zelmerspy just makes it a bit easier for you.
Okay.
So that is the Windows Store apps. There's a this is giving me a few of the installed apps on my local machine. There's another option. I can there's a wizard that allows me to add various apps.
Mm-hmm.
And for this, what I can do is I can launch Silverlight options. I can launch, select local Zap on file and launch that app. I can go to any in-browser app on the world, on the web, out-of-browser apps, and this is the same option that I have showed you in the Explorer. Or I can use Visual Studio integration, and that's the one where you say enable or disable Zelmerspy for my project. Well, I can, for demo purposes, I can select a local Zap on disk. And let's go to, I have a set of I have a very simple Silverlight 5 app here, which is a ZEP file. I do not have the source code. And I can launch that. And it will launch in a specific XAMLSpy browser, which will connect the app automatically to XAMLSpy. So this is a really simple app with just a text block. This is all there is to it. The visual tree is really small, but just a demonstration that we do not need the source. Okay, I'll close this. Windows Phone, the same story. You can select a ZEP from local disk. Then you can select the target device that you want to have it run on.
Was it difficult to get it working with the emulators?
No, it's fine. There's a an API that will allow you to connect and launch emulators. That's a pretty basic basic stuff. So I can launch an app for Windows Store. The only option now is that you need to have access to the source code. So you need to enable or disable XAMLSpy on your project to enable XAMLSpy. And then there's the final option for WPF, and this has a pretty neat option, is that you can attach to any running process on my local machine. So what I can do here, it lists all the WPF processes that it finds, and I have one, and it is Visual Studio. So let's, for the fun of it, inspect the application that is running XAMLSpy. So it's becoming a bit meta here. And what I can do is I can go through the user interface. And this is really, Visual Studio is a really complex application with thousands and thousands of visuals.
Right.
And I can select a grid. What I can do now, if it loads, this is something, this is not recommended. You do not want to inspect the app that is running XAMLSpy itself. And WPF has really loads and loads of properties.
Yes.
I'll show you what it looks like when I have been coding for 12 hours straight on a day. Then Visual Studio starts to look like this to me. Something like this.
There you go.
Yep. Funny thing here is that the property grid is not affected.
Right.
And that's because the property grid is not a WPF element. It's a Windows Form element embedded in this. So. But just to demonstrate that you can use XAMLSpy on any WPF app that is running on the application. So XAMLSpy works on projects where you have the source code and on any app that is available apart from Windows Store. And that's about what I wanted to show you for XAMLSpy.
Wonderful. So give us an idea of some of the top scenarios where you use it, where people would use it. A couple examples of specifically how it's going to enable me to be a better developer.
Yep. Well, one of the main reasons people using XAMLSpy is because it saves time. You're looking at you've created your XAML, your view models, and then there's this user interface, and then this text block is 5 pixels off, and you have no idea why. That is where XAMLSpy comes in. You select the element with the tooling available, and then you will see why this element or any parent element there has the margin and where this margin comes from. So you can go to the source immediately and see the line numbers. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest reason to use XAMLSpy. Other features are this isolated storage explorer that is included. It's very hard to access the isolated storage for a Windows Phone applications, for instance. Mm-hmm. And it really makes it easy to edit files and to copy them from the isolated storage or to isolated storage. It really helps you build and debug your application.
So when you make changes in runtime to properties, you can see the change. That's not reflected in the actual source code.
No, it doesn't. And let me say that not yet.
Right.
Not yet. That's something that we are thinking about. It's been requested a lot. So okay, I've been doing some tweaks to my user interface. Give me the what did I change, and can you give me that into some sort of XAML so that I can apply it to my source code?
Mm. I would think it would also help with data binding to be able to. Might make it a little easier to see exactly what's in what data control is bound to, as opposed to being in the UI, then switching back to Visual Studio, then trying to drill down to the line of code where something is to be able to get the data tips. Mm-hmm. That seemed to be a little bit easier, maybe.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
This where XamlSpy helps. What I've shown you now is the full featured tool. XamlSpy is a commercial product. But not all is lost. There's also an edition called the XamlSpy Express, which is a free edition of XamlSpy. And you do not need to purchase a license or anything. And this is a limit featured version of XamlSpy. You still get access to the visual tree. You can view all the properties. One thing that is not enabled is that you cannot change the values, for instance. So it's a read-only version of the app. If you want to know the full list of what's available in the Express Edition and what not, there's this list on XamlSpy.com, which is the website of XamlSpy, that shows you a comparison table of all the features that are included in XamlSpy Express.
Okay, and there's a trial edition, so people can get the Express version for free, play around with it, and then there's a trial edition of the commercial version, which is not terribly expensive. Last time I checked.
That's good to hear.
Which was this morning.
I didn't change anything.
$79 for a single license.
That's correct.
Seems pretty reasonable to me.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's a bit of calculation. It's like, how many hours can I spend on finding why this element is 5 pixels
right.
off?
Exactly.
Well, I hope that people see the value of XamlSpy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, hope you enjoyed that. You should definitely go check this out, XamlSpy.com. At the very least, get the Express version and play around with it. Check out the trial. See if this is a tool that can help you with your XAML development. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Robert.
Good to see you. And we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.